morning. This is Dr. John Hunt for Pet Sounds. I'd like to share answers with you to common questions I get from pet owners. I hope the questions are ones you may have wondered about, and my answers are informative and entertaining. I will include funny stories or anecdotes from time to time. With the holidays upon us, I often get the question of how I can pet-proof my house at Christmas. Holiday season brings our homes into the holiday spirit with many displays of Christmas cheer. From our dogs and cats' point of view, their homes floweth over with new curiosities to investigate, play with, or even eat. To avoid mishaps to your pet, try to minimize potential dangers created by the holiday season. Recently, a client brought in her cat because it became lethargic and stopped eating. During the physical exam, I discovered a flat foil snowflake ornament stuck to the roof of the cat's mouth halfway down its throat. Fortunately, I could easily remove the ornament. Tinsel is a perfect ornament to pique your cat's curiosity and stimulate play. Accidentally ingesting tinsel during play, though, can give your pet severe intestinal problems. If you must hang tinsel, keep it off the lower branches. Or try dipping the strands in Listerine before adorning your tree. The Listerine may not stop your cat from swatting at the tinsel, but he'll find it too offensive to eat. Popcorn strings, clips of ornaments, styrofoam, glass ornaments, gingerbread figures, and light cords should all be kept out of reach of your cat or dog. If your cat loves to climb trees, he'll think you are the cat's meow for putting a fresh tree in your living room. If you can scare your cat away from the tree by using a squirt gun or a loud noise, that may be all it takes to keep them off the tree. To ensure success, make sure the loud noise is something other than your voice and don't let the cat see you when you make that noise or squirt the water pistol. There are some new products you can get at pet shops. One is called a scat mat. It's a plastic mat that you can lay down on the floor, and if they step on it, they'll give a slight static correction, and that may keep your animal away from the tree. Keep holiday plants out of reach of your pet. Mistletoe, holly, Christmas rose, and poinsettias are poisonous. Pets poisoned by these pets will show signs like vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, and oral irritation, like salivation. Call your veterinarian or poison control immediately if you think your pet has been poisoned. Keep your pet away from the Christmas tree water if it contains additives. I find it simpler to have only fresh water in my Christmas tree stand. And remember, chocolate can be poisonous to your pet as well. Thank you for listening. This is Dr. John Hunt for Pet Sounds, giving you concise answers to common pet-related questions at WERU. Until next time, enjoy your pet and don't forget to give them a hug.